Okay, so Shoegaze revival. Why did it revive? Well, genres never really die, right? So they just kind of get pushed underground. So shoegaze kind of moved to more indie type genre and for a while, but they had a resurgence in the 2010s with Div, Were, Nothing, and the Bunch. I mean, MBV actually headlined FYF Fest in 2013, so it kind of happened quite early. Do you guys know what FYF Fest stands for?
No. Can you tell us?
It is, I think it's Fuck Yeah Fest, but you say FYF Fest, so it's like Fuck Yeah Fest Fest. Yeah, I like that. But yeah, okay. Slowdive reformed in 2014 too, so I don't know. So I'd say like early 2010s was definitely when it started kicking off again. So there's always that sort of interest in it, but I think the most recent explosion in popularity it has had is can be attributed to like mostly. I think the two giants are like Spotify and TikTok, because personally I think Spotify is doing a lot of the pushing nowadays. But do you guys think it was like really like Spotify that really kicked it off, or was it TikTok? Which one do you think came first? Because I think they kind of go hand in hand. Because
Yeah, I think it was just the internet in general.
internet in general, but yeah. I mean, like Spotify is pretty relentless with it. You go to like any like slower type of song, you let it autoplay, and it'll circle back to that genre, like no matter what you do, pretty much. So, ignoring that, I mean, shoegaze itself, like the genre just has like natural appeal, you know? It's like slowcore adjacent. It's always going to have, you know, it's pretty emotional. It resonates with a lot of people, especially the youth. So like any moody teen is going to like run it across it like one way or another. So I mean, also with like just like the current like state of things in general, especially like recently, like I don't know, it's just I'm not trying to be like a doom or anything, but it's like, you know, like I'm not like shaking with excitement as like to what's going on right now. But yeah, personally I think like shoegaze has kind of like already peaked. It's on its way out. Like I feel like we're definitely on like the downhill sort of aspect of it. I feel like it's not as prominent and as talked about as it was like maybe a couple years ago. So next up we'll be playing I Hate the Flowers by Nothing and Into Me by Glare.
Welcome back to Sonic Spill on CITR 101.9 FM. So last episode, we focused on early shoegaze, but the current shoegaze is actually quite different from 90s shoegaze in both the sound and production. Shoegaze production used to be very complicated and required a lot of time, resources, and talent, and was quite costly. Specifically, the genre heavily relied on effect pedals and amplifiers. Essentially, if you weren't completely committed to the craft of producing a shoegaze song, it wouldn't work. We touched on Kevin Shields' recording process for My Bloody Valentine's groundbreaking album, Loveless, last episode. And what really caused the success of this album was Shields' consuming passion for experimenting with his art and not settling to have his creativity repressed by producers. Now, with music technology being much more accessible, a shoegaze song can be produced on a computer without the use of physical pedals or even guitars, making the recording process easier. So new music technology and recording softwares also make it easier to add and play around with layers compared to the 90s. What results is a cleaner and perhaps even more palatable sound. Current shoegaze sounding less raw isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just a result of the success of early shoegaze setting up a future of easier production and recording of an adjacent sound. I think a really good example of a band with this new shoegaze sound is Julie, that I think has a really good combination of a clean sound mixed with the familiar distortion of shoegaze. And I think it's also a bit more digestible for your average listeners who may not be super into more heavy sounds. Also, a very notable difference is that in the early 90s, shoegaze was a very new genre that received a lot of criticism. So bands like My Bloody Valentine really had to work hard to prove themselves and establish a fan base. The hard work done by My Bloody Valentine and Slow Dive and like other shoegaze bands that followed in the 90s kind of set the stage for current shoegaze bands to have to deal with less of the issues of producers potentially being unhappy with their sound because they know there's an audience that likes the once rule-defying genre. So to give an idea of what I was talking about with Julie's sound, we're going to play Kit by Julie, followed by Kitty Riff by Her New Knife, and then Quiet Considerations by La Lune, who is actually a Vancouver local band. We might touch on them a bit later.
Hooray.
Thank you. Attention, attention, attention. All artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Now is the time to make your voice heard at the 3rd annual Anarchist Book Fair. We want you, in all of your resistance to colonialism, we want to platform your rage against the current political climate and join hands with you in saying enough. We're looking for folks who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops on October 9th and 10th of 2025. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. You can email sponsorship@citr.ca to state your interest and be part of Anarchist Book Fair. sponsorship@citr.ca.
Welcome back to Sonic Spill. I just want to remind listeners that we broadcast to you from UBC campus on the ancestral and unceded territories of the Musqueam people. So I'm going to take a moment to talk about two bands I personally love from the Pennsylvania DIY scene. So major cities like Philadelphia and Pittsburgh have very strong underground music scenes right now, and this is promoting a revival of shoegaze in those spaces. The first band I'll mention is called They Are Gutting a Body of Water. This band is led by Douglas Dulgarian, and it was initially a solo project, but it's now expanded to a full lineup with a bassist, guitarist, and drummer. Their music is described as a blend of eviscerating guitars, warped samples, and digital noise. So they're kind of pioneers of a new wave of electronic shoegaze, and obviously they're not the only band to do this, but they are one of the first. The other band is called Feeble Little Horse, which I think is a great name. But they are under Douglas Dolgarian's music label called Julia's War Recordings. And although their music isn't entirely characterized as shoegaze, it stays very true to the surreal and melty sounds of the genre. And you can also hear some My Bloody Valentine influences in their music, especially in their album Girl with Fish, which is their second studio album and their most popular. So now I'll play a couple songs to get you familiar with their sound. So first I'll play Jada Kiss by They Are Gutting a Body of Water, followed by Sweet by Feeble Little Horse, and Tin Man, also by Feeble Little Horse.
I can't wait to be eviscerated by guitars.
Same here.
Let's go.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as Run for them life when I step into the jungle. We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people.
Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Take some, you take that one. I get eat some. Got them in a little tight. Yeah.
Like a dog.
you gotta anticipate it to get lower.
All right, guys, welcome back. So for our last segment today, I'm going to take some time to talk about some Canadian shoegaze bands that are currently recording and releasing music. I think that a really prominent one right now, they've definitely seen a lot of success in the past couple years globally, is Alvvays, spelled A-L-V-V-A-Y-S. That is because when they were signed to Sony Records, there was already a band called Alvvays and they wanted to be distinctive. Anyways, Alvvays is very much distinguished by the voice of their lead singer, Molly Rankin. She has a very clear cut and light voice, kind of a big juxtaposition from what you would classically assume to be a shoegaze voice. Like if you think of Slow Dive or whatnot, you think of a very like melancholy, drowned out kind of slow singing, whereas Molly's voice is very upbeat, kind of pop. And this is actually because of her background in Celtic folk music. She is the daughter of John Morris Rankin, a fiddler with the Celtic folk family collective, the Rankin family. Fun fact. And so she grew up in this Celtic folk family band, making essentially like these like sea shanty-esque songs. You know, if you think of Celtic music, you think of very like light, upbeat, crisp singing. And so she's obviously carried that forward into her own music, which I think creates a really cool sound because they've got those shoegaze guitars and they've got the distortion and they've got the, you know, dream pop vibe with her very clear-cut voice, which I don't think is necessarily out of character for shoegaze. Like, shoegaze does, especially in the 90s, come from a lot of Celtic backgrounds, like the Cocteau Twins, for instance, a Celtic band. I think their lead singer has somewhat of a similar voice, regardless of the fact that you can't really tell what she's saying. And so, yeah, I think Alvvays is a very perfect transition for mainstream from shoegaze into, like, classic Canadian music. They've got, you know, the pop hooks combined with the classic shoegaze sound, which I think is the reason that they're seeing so much global success. As well as a lot of Vancouver bands, in recent years we've seen a lot of our local scene shift towards shoegaze. We've got bands like La Lune, Cherry Pick, Mary, all of which are bringing back that shoegaze sound, which I think is perfect for a local DIY scene. I mean, the name itself implies using guitar pedals in person, you know, gazing down at your shoes as you're switching pedals. So I can definitely see how the scene can translate really well into local scenes, especially with younger crowds. As Miles talked about earlier, it's a very accessible scene for younger people. All right, so now we're going to take a listen to some of our Canadian faves. We're going to listen to Pharmacist by Alvvays, In Undertow by Alvvays, Are We Over It Yet by La Lune, Days by Cherry Pick, and then round it off with Baggy Eyes by Mary. Thank you.
If you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault, you are not alone. Stand Informed Legal Advice Services is a new program offered by Community Legal Assistance Society that provides free legal advice to anyone who lives in BC and has experienced sexual assault in this province. Stand Informed offers up to 3 hours of free, confidential legal advice, regardless of age, gender, income, whether the assault has been reported to the police, or if you are uncertain that what you experienced is sexual assault. To access Stand Informed services, call 604-673-3143 or email standinformed@clasbc.net.
say wait, and I'm a world to change. I guess I always was forever gonna be dead away. Be dead away. I'm so deaf, I didn't hear a word you said. I guess that everything and everyone goes over my head. And I'm still sleeping, I'm still sleeping, I'm still sleeping. In my
Welcome back. So that was Pharmacist by Always, followed by In Undertow by Always, then Are We Over It Yet by Laloon, Days by Cherry Pick, and Baggy Eyes by Mary. Thank you for listening, everyone. This was Sonic Spill on CITR 101.9 FM, and we are on bi-weekly every second Thursday at 4 p.m., so we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Greetings. This is Bron Halpin, a.k.a.
Bron Sense,
from Toronto. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.